In this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ gives two commands. In chapter 4 and verse 23, he says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." There's the first command, and it is a command. Secondly, he says in the following verse, "Take heed what you hear." Take heed what you hear. There's the second commandment. It's not enough to hear. You have to take heed what you hear. And Jesus gives commands to the growing group of people here. You remember last week we saw an enormous group, crowd of people coming towards Jesus. And here again in chapter 4, a great multitude is coming to him. But Jesus is giving two commands to these people because he's doing it out of love. It's no great thing to have great numbers and not for them to hear the truth. And Jesus wants to drive home the truth. He wants to drive home the truth that you need to hear, first of all, but also take heed what you hear. Within this group, we have been discovering there's a whole spectrum of people. There are those who vehemently oppose the Lord Jesus Christ. They still hear, but they don't heed. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there are those who have heard and they've graciously accepted the word. And we saw last week that they were part of the church and they were brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who do the will of God, believe in his Son, and also do the will of God. But in between, there's a large number of people and a question mark is simply over them. They've come to Jesus, and perhaps gladly, huge numbers of people have come to Jesus. They're not in that camp of being vehemently opposed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and perhaps they're not in that camp of being true brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, in his love, is saying, take heed, listen to my teaching. Listen to what I have to say. If you do not, the consequences are severe. And so he tells them this parable of a sower. A sower that sows seed. And any sower, any gardener, when he sows seeds, wants results. And Jesus is saying to them, you may follow me, you may come to me, but I want to see results. And so he tells them this parable to warn them. To warn them in three ways. Did you notice there were three types of soil that were not fruitful? There was one that was, but there were three that were not. There was the one where the word was simply taken away. Then there was the one that fell on stony ground and there the word was accepted with great joy, but in the end there was no fruit. And then thirdly, there was the thorny ground where, again, it was accepted, but it was choked and again bore no fruit. But the fourth one is the only one that bore fruit, the only one that proved itself to be a true brother and sister of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so although there are four types of soil, there are in fact only two responses here. The first three can be lumped together as those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they may not be those who vehemently oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, but if they are indifferent to the Lord Jesus Christ, they have rejected him. There is only one response that the Lord Jesus Christ is pleased with. One response that will determine who is a true brother and sister of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is imperative that we listen. It's extremely important that we are that fourth category, that one type of soil that Jesus is pleased with. The sower who sows seed wants to see results. What soil are you this evening? Are you somewhere in amongst those three? and therefore rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you that one soil that is accepting Jesus Christ and his word, taking heed of what he's saying and bearing fruit? Let us consider these things under the title, Take Heed What You Hear. And we're going to look at the four soils. And I want to encourage you along the way to ask yourself all the time, am I this soil? Please let it not be so. Please let me be the fourth soil. Let us consider Take Heed What You Hear under four headings. First of all, the word taken, and that's with regards to the wayside. Then secondly, the word without root. Thirdly, the word choked. And fourthly, the word accepted. So first of all, the word taken. The word taken. In verse 4, Jesus tells this parable of chapter 4. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. The birds of the air came and devoured it. What is Jesus saying here? Well, he's already described who the sower is and what the word of God is. If we step back a moment, I should have said that in the introduction, that the sower clearly is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the seed is the word of God. And the four different types of soil are responses to that. And so he begins with this first soil. And this is the word taken. This is the wayside. And Jesus says that these people hear the word of God, but it bears no fruit. And so they're not pleasing to the sower. Interestingly, note, and we'll see this all the way through, that they hear. This group hears the word of God. Verse 15, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sowed. When they hear, you might think that there is no opportunity for them to hear, but they hear and they make a response. What is Jesus saying here? Well, in verse 15, he says that these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Satan comes and takes the word of God out of their hearts. May we not find ourselves in this category. The Gospel of Matthew helps us understand this a little bit more. It's not simply that Satan comes along and immediately takes away. A decision has been made by the individual. It says that they do not understand, lest they believe and be saved in Matthew's Gospel. They are lazy hearers. They hear the word of God and they don't try to understand it. And so Satan takes that opportunity and whips it away. The seed is taken off the ground, by the birds. And we know this ourselves. People can hear the word of God. You've perhaps spoken to people and immediately it seems like they're just not interested. Their guards go up. They don't want to hear. Their hearts are as hard as that path outside. You've met these people, haven't you? The devil snatches away the word from these people before you've even begun to talk to them. They've made their hearts hard. And the word of God does not lodge within them. They've rejected him and rejected his word. I hope none of you are in that group. I hope none of you are hardening your hearts against the Lord, giving the devil an opportunity to take it away. Well, secondly, there is the word with no root, that stony ground we heard of. Verse 5 and 6, Jesus says in the parable that some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Is there any difference to the first group? Well, in the end, no. The second group also bears no fruit. There are signs of life at the beginning. They spring up, but then they fade away when the sun comes up. That's what Jesus is saying. What is he saying? They hear the word of God. Again, secondly, they hear it, and they receive it with gladness. But when tribulations come, they fall away. They only endure for a while. Why is this? Jesus says that when tribulation comes, it is like a litmus test for people out there. A spotlight is cast upon them, and we see their true colours. It's not just trouble that flushes people out. We all have trouble in this life. It's trouble for the word's sake. Did you notice that in verse 17? They have no root in themselves and so endure only for a time. Afterward, where tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. What's happening here? Well, they've accepted the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, the pleasant aspects of the gospel. They want the benefits, but they're not willing to be a proper disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not willing to accept the hardship of what it means to be a believer. And when the trouble comes from being a brother or sister of Christ, they say, this is not what I've signed up for. And so they're off. They have no root, you see. Some of us this week lifted up a plant out of the pond. It was very easy to do. It had no root. Is your life like that? Does it have a root? Are you rooted in Christ and his word? If not, when tribulation comes for the word's sake, you'll be found out for what you are. The true colours come up, you see, when tribulation comes. There's no point in wanting the blessings of being a Christian, but not the reality of hardship that Jesus also warned about. And I'm sure you've observed people like that. They've received the word of God with joy, perhaps even profoundly emotional at first, but when tribulation comes, they've gone. Because they had no root in the first place. And you can see how Jesus has been kind in saying these things. There's no point in having a false assurance about these things. And he's saying these things to you. Make sure you are rooted in Christ and his word. Make sure you have a root so that when trials come, and they will come, you'll be found out to be in Christ. That is the second group. The third group is the word choked. This is the thorns. And again, are they different from the first two? Well, in the end, no. It says in verse 7 that they yielded no crop. In verse 19, it becomes unfruitful. But there is a little bit of life at the beginning. It shows signs of life. But in the end, it's unfruitful and is choked. Again, notice that they hear it again. All four of these have heard the word of God. And yet the response so far for these first three is that they have not been fruitful. They have not heeded the word of God. They are not brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what happens in this word that is choked? The word that is choked. Verse 19, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You will have seen a plant being choked. Today I was walking down the country lane, and you could see actually all four areas of the path. You could see the stony ground, you could see the shallow ground, you could see the thorns on the side, and then the other side of the fence there was this good ground. But there were the thorns, and the seed had fallen in there, and they had a little bit of life, but in the end they will be choked. And Jesus is saying, giving us a visible sermon every day, do not be like the ones who are choked. Do not be choked by the cares of this world, the riches, deceitfulness of riches, or the desire for other things. It is worth noting that these things are legitimate in their own way. They just cannot dominate. They cannot choke you. It is right, for instance, that we will have cares in this world. Cares, concerns, burdens. But they're not to choke you. They're not to choke the hearer of the word of God, who hears the word of God. It's okay to want to provide for your family, to have wealth to do that, but not the deceitfulness of riches, which the Bible is very clear about. It can easily choke you and choke your choke someone in this life. And then there's this broad statement of other things entering in. Other things entering in choke the word. There could be anything that chokes the word. Anything that dominates an individual. And you've seen this in life. People chase after all sorts of things. They've heard the word of God, and yet they want to chase after anything, and it will choke that word. They would rather live for this world and its pleasures. They'd rather chase after the riches of this world. They'd rather have sin than a Saviour. This is what chokes the word of God. This is what makes a life unfaithful and unfruitful. Let us not be like these three groups, which are essentially lumped together as those who do not accept the word of God and do not bear fruit. We want to be like the fourth group. We want to be like the good ground. And notice how great the difference is between these two. If we were in any doubt how to distinguish the two, there is this fourth ground that bears fruit 30-fold, 60, 100. There's going to be a great difference between the three lumped together as one and the one that is faithful. This good ground. Jesus says, of course, the seed falls, verse 8, on good ground, and it yields a crop that sprang forth and increased and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he explains what this means in verse 20. These are the ones sown on good ground who hear the word of God. They hear it as well. But there's a difference. They accept it and they bear fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. They hear it, but the results are extremely different. What does it mean to be classed as those within the good ground? Well, the other Gospels help us. There's enough here in Mark for us to understand, but if we want to really furnish it with what it means, we, at this point, can turn to different Gospels. Mark says here that the word is accepted. Verse 20. Do you accept the word of God? I mean the entire word of God. You can meet people out there who accept some of it. The good parts, the bits that are easy to follow, the bits that talk about blessing. But what about the entire counsel of God? Do you accept that? Do they accept that? And then Matthew tells us they don't only hear it, they understand it. And they don't only understand it, they obey it. Luke tells us that. They keep the word. And in keeping the word, they bear fruit. Mark tells us again in verse 20, they bear fruit. And so you can see the stark difference there is between these three lumped together as one and the one good soil. You'll be able to tell the difference. God has gone before this individual and has made a heart fertile to receive the word of God. He has made that heart good ground. He has opened the heart as Lydia had her heart opened. And that seed, the word of God, has been planted and is bearing fruit. And fruit that is so distinguishable. If any doubt we had in our mind, 30, 60, 100. We have this remarkable difference. It's not going to be a case that we're going to look at the ones in the who are choking the word and the ones who are in good ground. There's going to be a clear difference here. And so the question we need to ask ourselves is, what are these fruits? If you want to look at the fruit and decide who is difficult to do, of course, it comes in varying degrees. But there will be fruits. Jesus says, by their fruit you will know them. What are these fruits? Well, there's fruit that comes from repentance. Remember John the Baptist at the very beginning of Matthew's Gospel talks about bearing fruits worthy of repentance. There's that first step of repentance, that fruit that God works in someone's heart and causes them to repent. Evident fruit. They have had a heart changed by God. But what are these fruits of repentance? Fruits of a changed heart that the Holy Spirit has changed. What are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are evident fruits that can be seen in the heart of a true brother or sister of Christ. Why not study Galatians 5, where those are found this evening, and ask yourself, are you demonstrating these fruits? Do I have these fruits? Can other people see these fruits within me? It should be obvious. And should be obvious even into old age. Psalm 92 says that brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ will bear fruit even in their old age. Are you bearing fruit still? Therefore, giving assurance that you are a brother and sister of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in conclusion, I want to ask you a question. Do you heed Jesus Christ? Or do you simply hear him? Remember, all four heard Jesus, but only one heeded. Have you heeded the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you listened to him? Are you bearing fruits that are worthy of him? This is the kind of hearing that Jesus requires. Westminster Larger Catechism, which is included in your sheet. What is required of those who hear the word preached, that they may attend upon it with diligence, preparation, and prayer? Examine what they hear by the scriptures. Receive the truth with faith, love, meekness, and readiness of mind as the word of God. Meditate and confer about it. Hide it in their hearts and bring forth fruit in their lives. Are you a brother and sister of Christ? Are you bringing forth fruit that is evident to everyone out there? If not, I encourage you to heed the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you birth. Believe in me as the Son of God. Believe in me as the one who has died for you. And then live for him. Live for him. Heed every word that he says. Have lives that are bearing forth fruit even into old age. Let us pray together.